Hello, I'm Travis Krenz with KORN News Radio here in Mitchell. And before we get to our Coach of the Year, I'd like to mention our 20th annual Elite Eight Athletes of the Year. We select eight boys and eight girls here every year from our coverage area. We announced our winners a few weeks ago. And on that list, we had three Mitchell boys and two Colonel girls among our 16 award winners. On the boys' side for Mitchell, we had senior basketball players Dylan Solick and Steele Morgan, and also Jager Tyler for wrestling and football. On the girls' side, we had Sawyer Stabner for basketball and Lizzie Tyler for track and field and volleyball. Five colonels among our 16 award winners here this year. The relationship that a coach has with their team can be very special, and we've seen that the past couple of years with this coach and their players. It's a bond that's built on trust, respect, and shared goals. And when that bond is strong, it can lead to incredible things. The memories and experiences that everyone on the team takes with them for the rest of their lives are made in just a few short years here during high school, but they end up lasting forever. Sports are funny in that they can make you remember and relive those great seasons and memories of the past, while at the same time making you wonder what the future might hold and what great things are yet to come. We've seen that firsthand with this coach and their team. They've worked hard together, they supported each other through thick and thin, they proved people wrong and achieved great things. They brought life back into the Corn Palace, they made people remember what it's like to be part of something special. This coach's passion for the game and his players shines through whenever you talk to him. That's why this year's KORN Tom Maxwell Mitchell Coach of the Year Award goes to Mitchell Boys Basketball head coach Riker Kreitzfeldt.